Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities, Louisiana. And I'll tell you, we got an amazing show for you guys today. Y'all just kick back, and I'm talking about we're going to have a good time with this young lady right here, Miss Vicki Parker. She's doing so much amazing work in the communities, plus with our organization, Rising Above. I mean, this lady here is really, I'm talking about really doing some amazing work. But before I go any farther, I'm going to bring on your host, Mr. Tommy Ray Cole.
Well, hello, everybody. And we'd like to welcome you to the show, Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana. And once again, we have a special guest with us, Miss Vicki Parker from Lake Charles. And we understand, Miss Vicki, that you have a nonprofit organization called Rising Above. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, before we go any further, we'd like for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Sure, I would be happy to. First off, I would like to thank you all for having me on this amazing show. But to give you a little information about myself, I was born and raised here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I serve as a youth leader here at Mill Street Church of Christ. I've been there ever since I was born, and I am big on the community. I am big on helping the community, helping people get where they need to be in the community. And I am the founder of Rising Above, which is a nonprofit organization for single mothers geared towards helping them become successful.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you, thank you. Now, we have a question for you there, okay?
Yes.
What are some of the things you have done through your nonprofit organization?
Well, a few of the things we've done so far, we've hosted many of workshops. And when we have these workshops, we open it up to the community so the people can come out and gain knowledge of some of the workshops. One of our major events we've had, which was a financial workshop here in Lake Charles, it was geared towards helping people save money, help them budget, and help them get over that financial stronghold, because a lot of people struggle financially. So we had several guest speakers come out from the community to just share some knowledge on us to help everyone that was there to get over their financial situation.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, you know, I like that. And the reason why is because that's one of the major problems that we have in our communities throughout the United States. Is getting people to really understand how to manage their money. There's a lot of breakups. There's a lot of things, you know, that goes on, you know, in homes in the communities because of the financial difficulties. So that's a really good thing that you guys are doing. Now, would you say that y'all have people, speakers come and talk to the people in your groups about finances and things of that nature? What are some of the things they tell them?
Well, we have Ms. Closest, which is she has a local business here to help people budget. So she came out and she did an amazing job, and she come out pretty often. And she gives people information on how to budget. It doesn't matter how much income you have coming in, whether you're a single mom, whether you're married. It doesn't matter. She sit down with families individually, but overall as a group, she brought in some information to help us budget to budget our financial needs. And I'm also a licensed financial agent, so what I was able to do is step in as well and sit down with individuals and families and help them create a plan to help them budget and save as well and become properly protected through life insurance. So it's amazing.
Yes. Life insurance is very, very important because the majority of our families in the communities, you know, they don't have life insurance. I mean, as sad as it's safe, as sad as it is, but that's the truth, you know. Now, let's say you have a family, a young lady, you know, because y'all deals with mainly, you know, ladies with, you know, well, y'all deal with single moms. Let's say if they're making ends meet, but they only making minimum wage. They're getting assistance from the government, which is either low housing or you know, things of that nature. They're getting food stamps. They're getting, you know, but they're making minimum wage, you know. I mean, how can a person actually save when you, because of the high cost of rent, the high cost of food, the high cost of electricity, bills, you know, utilities, cable, and all of that. And they only making let's sweeten the pot. Let's say they only making a dollar more than minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell people like that?
Okay, well, what we're able to do, we'll take that single mom and we'll sit down with her. And we'll see how much income she has coming in every month. Then we'll look at her bills that she has. And we kind of put a plan together to help her, for one, before she do anything, pay your tithes. Pay your tithes, that is the main thing. And after you pay your tithes, we teach them how to save. Even if it's starting off with saving $5, $10, $20. Because in reality, we'll go to a restaurant and we'll spend like $20, $30 at a fast food restaurant just eating at one setting. So we teach them to eliminate those things. So there's a lot of things they can eliminate to help them save money. And then we just go from there with creating that plan for that mom. So once we're done, we're able to help her tithe if she don't tithe. We're able to help her save money if she don't have any money saved. And we also offer an opportunity. So if she would like to earn more income, we recruit people as well into the business that I have, a part of the nonprofit. So we teach them how they can make more money as well.
Very good. Now, the giving of tithes, most folks don't realize how important it is to give back to the Lord. You know, everything comes from the Lord. And and many of us, sometimes we don't give back, knowing that, you know, if we give back, we're definitely going to receive even more than we give back. And people don't see that sometimes. So it's very important to give those tithes. Now, also, too, we'd like to know, Ms. Parker, what events do you have coming up with your nonprofit organization?
Okay, if anyone that's here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, or surrounding areas, we will be at the Black Heritage Gallery on October the 6th. That's a Friday from 6 to 8. We will have a vendor table set up. We will be issuing out brochures. We'll have our business cards there. And you can meet some of the moms that are in our support group that we have throughout the organization. So if you want to come there and receive information and meet myself along with the other single moms, you're more than welcome to. But in November, we have our second annual conference coming up, and that conference will be opened up to the women in the community. So anyone that would like to come, you're more than welcome to. You can log on to our Facebook page at Rising Above 2014, where you can, we'll have a list of all of our upcoming events if you would like to follow us.
Great, great, awesome. And also, we also read in your bio that you're concerned, especially the youth, because many are dying at young ages. Tell us more about that, please.
Yes, I feel, especially here in Lake Charles, and I'm sure this is going on all over, not just in Lake Charles, but if so many youth are dying through crime and just violence, period. So I feel like, you know, we need to have more leaders come into the community to pull our children up and help them. you know, help them with school, teach them the importance of having an education, get them involved, see what their goals and dreams are, you know, and get them involved if they want to become a police officer. Connect them to the with a police officer so they can help them in that area. So I just feel like we need more of that in our community to help bring our children up, to eliminate the violence.
Very good. Okay, Mr. Brown.
You know, as you know, women's are outpacing men's by a large margin, and when it comes to uplifting the communities, because you got more women doing things. What are your organizations doing to get, you know, the males involved, or are you guys let males involved in your organization?
As of right now, it's just women, but as we continue to grow, we do plan on in the future having men come in, especially single fathers, because I feel like single fathers don't get enough appreciation that they deserve, and there are a lot of single fathers out there that are struggling. People just overlook because it's a male. So as we continue to grow, we will bring in those fathers, and we will have male mentors available for those fathers to help them through their financial needs and through their struggles, and to encourage them and motivate them as well. So we will open it up to men as well, just a little bit in the future.
Definitely need to open that. You know, need to have more programs out there for males. And the reason for that is, well, I know they got one is out there. It's called Young Men in Transition. And she's working with the young people. Her name is Miss Wanda Ramirez. And she working with a lot of, you know, young people, the males. So, you know, like this, like you working with the women, with the girls, she working with the young men. I mean, you guys are doing some really positive work in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I'm really proud of you guys, you know. And the reason for that is because that's my hometown, and I just love it when I see, you know, the younger generation. I consider you as the younger generation because I'm older than you, you know. And is doing so much positive work, and that's another reason why we brung you on a talk show. You know, is because Tommy and I talked about it, and Tommy said, yeah, we got to bring on, man, because she's doing so much positive work. It's not enough people in the communities know the magnitude of work that you're doing, and also how important the work that you're doing, you know, is for the communities, you know, for your community.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it, you know. On your, how do you guys do your marketing?
Well, we advertise through Facebook. We do advertise through the newspaper. We also advertise with KPPM, which is a local gospel radio show here in Lake Charles. So we run a lot of our advertisement through them. And we also run advertisement through The Voice magazine, which is founded by Brenda Hill. Put every event we have, we place it in that magazine to help spread the word throughout the community as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mrs. Hill, too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. That's one of the problems, you know, we are having, not just, well, I don't know about Lake Charles, you know, but throughout the United States, is getting the community involved in some of the with some of the organization that trying to make a difference, you know. And I know I heard you say, you know, like you get the people to tithe and things like that. That's great. I like that. But also now that's just me personally. You understand? I would like to see more people, you know, donate to these organizations, you know, like yours. And the reason for that is because it takes money in order to make a difference. I don't care nobody say it takes money, because they're going to cost you gas to go across town. It's going to cost you that paper that you write on going to cost you money. It costs money, you know. And if you got to go out of town and do public speaking up in Lafayette or whatever, or New Orleans, you know, for your organization, it's going to cost you money for that. Because you're not going to drive way down there and then drive, might be too tired to drive back. So you're going to have to rent a room, you know, and buy some food, you know, for you to eat because you have to nourish your body. So, you know, I would like to see more people start donating toward organizations like yours.
That's true, and you are absolutely correct, because it do take a lot of money to run a nonprofit, but we do have, you know, some people donating, but we do need more people donating. More people donating, not just money, but donating their time, coming out inside, you know, coming out in the community and helping, you know, others as well.
Yeah, but I, you know, you're right, but, you know, and I'm not trying to sound as though is, you know, that's all the nonprofits is look. I mean, you know, the organizations is looking for, but money. No, is that's reality. That's you know, that's real. You know, and like you know, like Hurricane Harvey, the one that hit in Houston. You know, well, like you see how all these people are coming together now, and donating toward the. You know, the Harvey victim. Well, let me tell you, you understand, the black community has been deprived for a long time. And I think it's time for people to start donating to these organizations that's making a difference in the black communities.
That's right.
I mean, that's
just, that's right.
I mean, you know, just like, I mean, because, you know, we have rich and educated people, you know, not only, you know, out here in this world. And I think that they should donate, you know, to organizations like yours. I think that they should. I mean, that's just me personally, but they should, you know. I mean, just think of what you can do with $100,000 in your account. Or either $1 million. You know, the difference, you can make a difference. You know, you can't take care of everybody with $1 million, but you can make a difference. You can make a difference in people's lives.
That's right, that's right. And we're going to also encourage our viewers, to our listeners, to support Mrs. Vicky in what she's doing. You may not be able to come out and support her. You may be far away, but send donations to her that this program may continue to work and that she's able to help many folks there. Now, also to Miss Vicky Parker, I know that you have your nonprofit organization and your heart must be soft and concerned about others, but I know your father, and I believe that he had a lot to do with your upbringing. And I think that you perhaps may have picked up some things from him and brought those things into fruition. Matter of fact, I would call your father, he's a great gospel preacher, I would call him Thunder, because when he would speak, you can hear the roar, you can hear the effect that he would have on people. And so tell us some things about what you picked up from your father then.
Yes, my father played a huge role in my life from the time I was born until now. And my father is a preacher. He has been preaching ever since, you know, I was born. But he motivates me so much. Everything that he's doing, you know, throughout his church and his community and just helping people, that's where I get my passion from my father. Ever since I was little, all I can remember is my dad going all over, you know, the United States preaching, and he would, you know, bring us with him. And to see him reach out into the crowd and help all of these people and bring these people up to Christ. Ever since I was a little girl, I always said, I want to be just like my father. I want to be just like my dad. And now as I've grown into, I call myself this powerful woman, you know, not just for the community, but of God. But as I have grown into this powerful woman, I get most of that from my father. from his passions and even with faith. Because anything that you decide to do in life, you have to have faith. You have to put God first, and you have to have faith. Faith can take you a long way beyond your wildest expectations. You have to have faith. So anything that I do, I take it unto God, of course, first, and I have my faith, and I just work my faith. And God has opened so many doors, not just for, you know, my nonprofit business, but he has opened doors, you know, just within my life and my children's life as well. So I've learned a lot from my father. I talk about him all the time. I can go on and on. But I just love him so much and the work that he is doing in Center Point, Alabama.
Amen.
And if we ever get a chance, we're gonna catch up with your father, and we're going to bring him on because he's done a lot of great work. At one time, he did a prison ministry out here in Lake Charles. But he's not here now. He's in Alabama. Okay, John, we're going to ask you, and before we go any further, matter of fact, Mr. John L. Brown, he's the founder of Uplifting Community Talk Show. So everybody that's listening in, you're talking with the owner and the founder of this great talk show. And, Mr. Brown, we're going to ask you one other thing, too. If you will, you can open up the lines, and we're going to start receiving call-ins right now.
Right. Just letting everybody know that you're listening at Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana. With Ms. And the special guest is Ms. Vicki Parker, and she's the owner and founder of a very good organization, nonprofit, called Rising Above. If you guys want to participate, I would ask you to press 1, and I'll let you in. Go ahead, Tommy.
Okay, now Ms. Parker, if anyone desire to give donations to your organization, how can they get in contact with you?
Okay, well, if anyone would like to donate to Rising Above, they can contact us directly, and the phone number to that is 337-764-8348, and I'll repeat it again. It's 337-764-8348, and they can also contact us through our Facebook page, which is at Rising Above 2014.
Okay, awesome. Man, we really appreciate the work that you're doing in the community, and it's really making a difference. We have our viewers, and we hope that folks may realize how important it is to support the community and those who are working in the community doing good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is beautiful. I love it. Ms. Parker, I really appreciate you doing what you're doing, okay, because it's somebody has to do it. I mean, we all just sit down, you know, and wait for the next person to do it. We all can't do that because nothing to get done, you know. But you took it upon yourself. And with the guidance of God, is to try to make a difference in people's lives. And that's powerful. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, powerful. You know, I mean, that's really good. That's what God wants us to do, actually. You know, I mean, that's more important than a lot of things that we do. When you're making a difference in a person's life, when they can come and tell you thank you, you know, I mean, you know that, yeah, I mean, that means a whole lot. And it fuels the body, you know, to do more. But only God going to send them, you know, to let you know. That's our fuel. I really do believe that's our fuel. That's how God give us our fuel, by other people. You know, because, you know, to come and say, thank you, Ms. Parker. You know, guess what? I didn't save the $300. You know, now, you know what I'm saying? Now I can go ahead on and get, you know, now I can go ahead on and get that washer and that dryer that we needed so bad in our house.
That's
our
right.
Let's get up there and go to the washhouse. You know, so little things like that, Ms. Parker, you know, that makes so much of a big difference, you know, in people's lives. So you keep up the good work, you know, and I'm quite sure. Would you like to give a shout out to any of your members or people that on your staff?
Yes, I definitely would. We have Miss Kimberly, Miss Kimberly Guillory. She's one of the moms, and we were able to help her. She had a dream and a vision of creating a nonprofit organization to help women who have had miscarriages, stillborn births, and who have children that passed away. So she created this nonprofit through the birth of her own pain. So she went through the experience, and she wants to reach out into the community and help other women who have been in that situation. So she created a nonprofit organization called Silent Footprint here in Lake Charles. And next month she's having a walk here. And if anyone would like to find out more information about that, you can also log in to our Facebook page, and we'll have more of her information there. But I would love to personally give a huge shout-out to her because we were able to help her incorporate her nonprofit. So I'm so happy for that. And I will also love to give a shout-out to Ms. Brenda Hill. Ms. Brenda Hill has been with me since the beginning of my journey of creating this nonprofit. She has helped us in so many ways. So I just ask God to continue to bless her and her business. And she's the founder of The Voice Magazine, community magazine here in Lake Charles.
She's doing great. Lots of great things, too. We appreciate that,
okay.
too. Yes, we do. Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, we only have 3 minutes left on the show, so now we got to start doing a little bit of advertisement because, you know, we got to make sure that the bills are paid. And first off, I want to talk about Mr. Tommy Ray Cole. Mr. Tommy Ray Cole, a lot of people don't know about him in his hometown, but his people from all over the United States know about Mr. Tommy Ray Cole because he's an actor and he's played many movies. A lot of people probably don't know that. He's played the movie Roscoe Jenkins with Martin Lawrence. He played in several other movies. Also, Mr. Tommy Ray Cole is an author. Okay, he has 2 books out. Okay, that's all you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Tommy Ray Cole and his book should pop up. Also, he's a stage play writer. He did the hit stage play called Broken Trust. And the stage play is coming back in February. I think it's February. It's coming back. So I would like for you guys to support Mr. Tommy Ray Cole, follow him, and also, you have a nonprofit also called Pillar of Clouds and that he runs. So we have he's doing a lot of things, you know, for the communities as well. So with that said, you know, I'm going to pass it back to Mr. Tommy Ray Cole and start closing out.
Thank you, Mr. John L. Brown. Also, too, Mr. John L. Brown, he's an author. He has a great book out there, and he also has a documentary. You know, you can pull it up on the web. Just go to John L. Brown, and everything will come up. John, we thank you. And also, too, John, once we say, like we said earlier, Mr. John L. Brown, he's the founder of Uplifting Community Talk Show. And also, too, he has a show tomorrow that comes on at 5 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Pacific Time, and is it 6 o'clock Eastern Time. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Dial the same number. And Mrs. Vicki Parker, we want to thank you so much for coming up on the Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana. We thank you so much. And with that said, we're going to have to say so long, and we'll see you next time. God bless you all. Bye.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.